If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah. That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos, let me look at you.
They don't want
this. They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Moaning, everybody!
You sound crisp, brother.
I feel like we do sound crisp. I don't feel like this bit had the same same juice as it did 15 years ago when we did, because you and I were on the OG flip back in the day.
Yeah,
when we were on 790 The Ticket. It is cool though, like, because I tell you one thing, being on FM radio beats the holy hell out of being on AM radio. And I say that as somebody, one of the things that I love about it is that we sat there. And I remember sitting at those meetings when we first did it years ago. And I was like, man, this is crazy. Bananas. But now, whew, this is exciting, Leroy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like it. I think, you know, for anybody, if you think about the programming that we carry, right, to be able to reach more people and not, you know, so your people that live by you can actually listen to you, Tobes. Cause you know, you damn near live in Orlando.
I think he had to exit stage left.
So like first 10 minutes.
There he is.
There he is.
You couldn't even hold up for like 30 seconds. I was switching my mic back on.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Man, you are a radio pro. This is what we got here for you people on the FM dial. So I appreciate that from everybody. But it is exciting. We are live here on FM 104.3. And it's an exciting time, man. This is absolutely Goosey's galore. It's great to have everybody joining us here. And I say this as somebody, I never left, I'm going to let you guys in a little secret, okay? They tell us to listen to these cockamamie apps all the time and podcasts. I'm an old school, okay? I grew up wanting to be on radio, and so I have never left the AM dial, all right? I always stayed on the AM dial all the time, except when we flipped to FM. And then I was like, you know what? I want to listen to a station flip. And so yesterday, as our show ended, got my car, Leroy, listened to the end days of the alternative rock station, which, you know, at one point stole my FM station. And
isn't that crazy? We got took it back.
I remember that. I remember the day that it flipped over to an alternative rock station. And then I was like, I believe Imagine Dragons was the first song that played on the Shark. And yesterday, apropos, I don't know if this was by choice, but they made a Good Riddance by Green Day, the final song that they played before they flipped on over to AM. And I listened to Hockman and Crowder yesterday launch this puppy on FM 104.3. And it was good to hear. So it's great to be, it's great because now I can listen to this puppy all the way up where I am. I could take this to the Jupiter Hammerheads game if I wanted to, and I can hear FM 104.3. Pristine, dude. I'm going to be able to listen to Jason Jackson call some heat games on the road.
Palm Bay, real strong here.
Strong, dude. I'm going to be able to listen to Joe Zagacki wherever the hell I damn well please.
I think that in itself, because when you say South Florida, it's not just South Florida that are Canes fans or Heat fans or whatever, or even Marlins fans, because keep in mind, that was it for South Florida sports for a very long time. And so now people that are up, you know, a little farther north or way south, you know, yep. can actually, you know, hear their favorite team. So it's cool. I like it. I like
you're going,
it. I like
you're going
it.
To, I like you go into a parking garage. It doesn't leave you.
Or underneath the overpass.
Or underneath an overpass on AM.
You know, you got the slow rolling into that underpass when you're going under like 595. I'm like, oh, what does he have to say?
Yep. Yep. No more static. No more if there's a little bit of rain. Maybe we go out. You know, that happens with those anacondas out in the Everglades. No more. We're here. Powerful. It's good. It's good. Anyway, we got lots of show to get to here. Let's get to it. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. The number one Hyundai store in the nation just went full beast mode, just like we did on FM. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. I'll tell you who didn't survive last night. The Marlins. They didn't survive. That was as frustrating a loss this season as there's been.
Yes, because it was like they nickel and dimed their way back and just – you kind of had a sense like, but you always thought, wait, somebody's going to come in and get a big out and we're going to be good.
It was tough. I got to be honest with you. My cheeks are looking tight lately because they've been like this the last two games.
At the end.
It's been tough. It's been tough getting through these bullpen innings.
I mean, we had a pitcher had to make a play like he was a gold glove shortstop. Just to get us out of that one. I'm glad they let Yuri pitch more, though.
They did. He did give up a big blast. So, you know, they tried to stretch him into that second time through. We got into the sixth inning, and then he gave a three-run tater tot. Brought the Braves to within one, and then it was tough sledding for the rest of the boys. Josh Simpson just couldn't get a grip on things, and the Marlins end up losing 8-6 to a Braves team that has been
terrible.
Very disappointing this year.
Terrible.
Very, very bad. So, you know, look, they got that one. You got Edward Cabrera on the hill today. He's been arguably the Marlins' best pitcher through and through all year. I sit here not being able to explain it. I don't understand. He was as wild a pitcher as it would get. I mean, the guy had amazing stuff his entire career, but they've done something to hone him in this year, and it's been a beautiful thing to watch. So they need
maybe not try to throw 103.
I don't know. And I don't know. He still throws pretty hard. I don't know. He's not like a Dominican Brad Penny, but it's one of these where they're trying to, he's just seemed like he's found his comfort zone this year.
I saw him throw a slider that was like 93 miles an hour. I'm like,
he's ridiculous. No,
holy smoke. Could you like, what do you do?
He's ridiculous for 22 years old. To have the kind of stuff he has at his size is unbelievable. And then you mark that he's also coming back from injury this year. So it was tough. It was that one hurt. You know, you take losing to the Astros. I mean, they're a very good team, but the Braves have stunk this year. And that one, and I really hate that team. Oh my God, do I hate that team?
Hey, you ain't saying nothing but a thing. You know how New Orleans and Atlanta feel about each other.
I do not care. I do not care for that franchise at all. At all, dude. So the Marlins will be back at it today. You got Edward Cabrera on the hill against Bryce Elder for Atlanta. And we'll see if they can even this series up. It's a long four-gamer. The Dolphins, they're going to be having their joint practice today with the Bears.
I like it. It'll be a first. You know, one of the things you get out of these practices, and, you know, you try to get guys, like one of the hardest things to do in sports, no matter what sport it is the excitement of the moment can't deter you from your responsibility. How can you compete while doing the same thing? You see a lot of guys, you know, they call them gamers. That means you have no idea what they're going to do during the week, but then on Sunday, you know, they're going to show up, right? You have those guys. You have some guys who, you know, you wonder if they can play. And then you put them in a competitive situation where you're going against somebody else and outside your comfort zone, and then you kind of start really playing. It happens all the time. So when you practice against other teams, even though it's not a game situation, you kind of get an idea of, one, how much your guys like to compete, and especially your younger guys, right? Because without sometimes not knowing what to do makes you hesitant. Mm-hmm. And it looks like you're not giving effort when in fact it's you're really unsure of what to do. And so all these things kind of get worked out because you're competing against somebody else.
Well, Tyreek Hill yesterday, he did dress for practice, but did most of his work on the side. The Dolphins had a little walkthrough. FM radio. Barry Jackson, per league source, Tyreek Hill's injury is not expected to be long term. He is doing better. So that's good.
Small tissue, like hammy, like what?
Well, they're saying it's lower body, but we're in hockey mode right now. We don't have a true description.
Right. Which is fine. I don't want it to be too vague, but I'm not a fan of telling somebody where you're hurt. Right? It seems kind of productive. It really does.
We'll get some from Mike McDaniel today. He will address the media, and we'll get into a little bit of this first preseason game of what we're going to see. By the way, Game Day Uncensored coming your way this Sunday at 11 a.m. Myself and Alejandro Solana, I think. Is he back from vacation? Where the hell is he? I haven't even heard from him. I assume he's going to be there.
Oh, you get in the preseason version?
Yeah. I don't know. I'll be there at 11 a.m. to get you guys ready for a little Dolphins Bears action coming on up. Zach Wilson, Quinn Ewers, the battle of the backups.
Oh, so Tua's not playing this week?
I don't think that's confirmed, but I think that's what I think everybody assumes. Joe Burrow played a little bit yesterday. Threw some tutties to Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how that works. Those guys are really good. It brought me back to like the worst part of camp. And that is because it's so basic, running backs struggle during camp, during preseason. A lot of you very rarely, until you maybe get to the second or third groups. But when you go in the beginning of a game, very rarely do you see successful running. It's brutal.
Yeah, Ashton Gentry did not impress in his debut.
It's not make nothing of it. You're just like basically you're lining up offensively, holding up a card and running a play. You're not game planning for the other team. You're not trying to isolate their best guy and have him with some misdirection or anything like that. You're just lining up and running straight ahead and then yelling at your offensive lineman to compete. That's it. And it's frustrating because a lot of people will say, man, preseason sucks. But then they'll watch preseason and say, this guy sucks. And I'm like, wait, you can't have both ways.
We'll take a break here on FM 104.3 WQAM as we take you up until 2. We are streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. You guys can get us there still as well. And on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. It's all there for you, baby. You got every option. You've never had more options crystal clear to listen to Tobin and Leroy. We are back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Taking you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's a Friday. It's a Vice Shirt Friday. Leroy's got the old classic. And I was thinking today, Leroy, I was like, you know, football season is coming up. Maybe it's time for me to start perusing for some new Vice shirts. I feel like I've been wearing this old faithful now for a couple of years.
Yours look like it should glow in the dark.
This one is bright.
It looks like if you turned out the light, you'd see like just like a shirt floating around the room.
I was getting I get all these questions now from my kids because they're annoying. And they're like, why do you wear those shirts every Friday? I'm like, you don't understand. Like back in the day, we weren't on these video streams and then everybody could see us all the time. Like we had people who wanted to stop by the radio broadcast of the poker room. And they were like, well, where are you? So we wore these flashy shirts on Fridays because that's when we were doing the shows. And I'm like, hey, you'll look for us. We're wearing the Vice shirts.
Right.
That was the whole purpose of it. That's how a tradition was born. And I'm like, oh, And then like they look at me like three heads. What do you mean no video? My son yesterday was asking me about how internet used to be plug-in. I was like, yeah, that's how it worked. He goes, bing, 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 plug,
as you he's signed
like,
up.
Yeah, he's like, plug into what? I'm like, the computer. That's what you did.
Yeah, it went over like the phone lines.
He's like, well, what did you do with the wireless? I'm like, it's not a thing. There was no wireless. You're trying to, they look at you like you're strange. Yep. Commercials, no wireless internet. What is this sorcery? What do you mean? I'm like, you couldn't even be on the phone for internet. If you went on the phone, took out the internet because you were using the phone line.
And you couldn't pause TV.
Nope. Oh, man.
That commercial break was 2 minutes. Your ass better be back in your seat watching TV in 2 minutes. Otherwise, you're going to miss something.
That's sandwich time to make that happen. Last night, the preseason got underway. The biggest headline of them all was Anthony Richardson. He got lit up.
Oh, my God. Wait. Woo! So one of the things that is hard to figure out in these instances, right, is was that a sight adjust or did somebody just miss their block? If it was a sight adjust, it's on the quarterback. If it was a blocking mistake, that makes it even worse because now everybody's going to say, hey, dude, you got your quarterback killed.
Yeah.
So yeah. Those are the things that are hard to fully know. And that's the crazy thing about football is that you'll see something happen and your reaction is to go to the person that is closest. When in actuality, there's probably something else that was going on. And it's hard to explain that to people at times. Like, yeah, it looked like he wasn't looking. If he wasn't looking, it seemed to be a missed block, but he's a young quarterback. Sometimes young quarterbacks, they're either supposed to change the protection because you got to overload over there. Somebody's got to run a sight adjust because he's not going to be blocked. These are all things that you do like during camp and during the week or whatever. And guess what? In a game, if that happened, every team that you play is going to write that rush on a little piece of paper and include it in their game plan.
Isn't it supposed to be like not exotic and things like that? So that seems if you're getting lit up like that in a preseason.
Well, here's the deal. Every team, every defense throws a blitz out there. And there's a rule on the offensive side of the ball. If you don't pick up the blitz in camp and in preseason, you're going to get blitzed all year. And so everybody makes a conscious effort to pick up these, you know, it might be just a simple twist or, you know, just a odd man rush or, you know, on one side. It's not a fancy blitz. They just throw it out there to see if, let's see where they at.
Well, I know his finger's not supposed to go in that direction.
No, yeah.
That was, he's got the Baldinger finger.
Yep. And the problem is it's on his throwing hand.
Was it on his throwing hand?
I think so.
I thought, I saw that he was day to day. I thought, I think that he's
day to day. Then it's on the other.
I think he's going to be back. Yeah. Okay. I think it was on his left hand.
Yep. So you know what that means? Number shotgun. Yeah, but yeah, it's like there's certain parts of camp where like the situation, like you kind of have an idea of what's a blitz situation, right? And so we're getting the huddle and say, hey, y'all watch out for the funny business because you know this might be our moment to avoid this all year. And you talk about it.
It was his throwing hand.
Ugh. Yeah.
Looking at it right now, it's not supposed to turn like that.
The problem is how a dude that big always getting hurt?
Yeah, that's a big question. What's up with that? He's always hurt.
It's a fluke thing. Like, you can't explain it. Like, you can explain sometimes how some guy's injury prone, and you have a guy half his size who never gets hurt ever.
It's weird. It's a strange thing, but he seems to get banged up all the time. But you want to know something? Like, look, I hope that he has a speedy recovery. Colts, like, look, I'm sorry to tell you, this is what happens when for 20 years you have Peyton Manning and you have Andrew Luck. Like, it's not easy to find the replacement,
hey,
dude.
Hey, they got, you know who else gets lucky like that? There's certain teams where they've had a NFL quarterback in the reins for 30 plus years. Indianapolis,
mm-hmm,
and Green Bay.
Yep.
Like, you got to go before – you got to go to – was it Magic? Before Brett Favre took over, was the last time they didn't have a quarterback. Think about that. You're talking about early –
very charmed life. It's a very charmed life.
Right, right.
I don't think look at Cleveland. Cleveland is still like, I don't know, that guy with the list on his back.
That's how many quarterbacks he sacked.
Hmm? That's no, I'm talking. No. You're thinking of Myles Garrett. You're thinking of the trench coat. You don't know about the fame. There's a famous Browns fan.
Oh, that puts all the quarterbacks.
He has all the quarterbacks on his back.
It's all over. They, like, every, if you go on game day, you're going to see one of those shirts.
Now, listen, the Dolphins replacing Marino has been but they've at least had some, like, Tannehill to
The best breaks. Wait, how about this? Before Tua, can we say the best quarterback has been Jay Fiedler?
Yeah, I would say so.
Right.
I would say so. But there's still been a lot of, there's been a lot of stops in the meanwhile. Like, there's been a lot of Cleo Lemons and Jay Cutlers.
Yeah, it's a hard.
It's
a hard. One of the reasons that makes getting a quarterback so difficult is that you might only have a serviceable quarterback and not an elite quarterback. And
Chad's
it doesn't correctly. Mean, huh?
Chad's correctly mentioning the year of Pennington, of course, too. His near MVP season of not turning over the football.
Yeah, but when you think about it, it's not only, you know, everybody doesn't get a great quarterback. But what happens is say if you have a slightly above average quarterback that nobody really likes, you always think you can go get another one, and then what happens? You got to pay that guy, and now you're not paying, you know, a all-world quarterback, but you're paying top dollar for a quarterback, and then that kind of skews it.
Love everybody. Thank you for filling the chat with Dante Culpepper, Gus Frerotte, and Brock Osweiler. Everybody, we appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the memories.
I was with Dante last week.
You were?
Remember when I went to that golf thing? I was with Dante.
Oh, you saw him with Lou Sacapolite?
Yep, I saw Sweet Lou. There's some guys. There's some guys there.
Kentucky Finn says, just hearing the name Pat White makes my skin crawl.
Well, I mean, when I hear Pat White, I get a headache because I feel like I'm about to get concussed because he was knocked into the he was knocked like when Shadow Hulk realm. When the lady took Hulk and knocked him out of his own body. Yeah, when he was going to get the stones, boom.
I mean, I don't like this part of preseason. Now everybody's just hitting us with every quarterback that scarred them.
Well,
my point is with the Colts, like, look, this is what it's like, Colts. I'm sorry. You're at that point of your franchise.
Everybody goes through it.
Everybody goes through it. And I there's a little bit that's kind of thought to me, like, this is what they get for booing Andrew Luck for retiring. Like, when Andrew Luck, they booed his ass. And remember, like, he didn't get to announce it. They all found out and he started getting booed as he walked off the field. Kind of feels like a karmatic full circle thing as to why this hasn't been figured out. And you've had to go with Philip Rivers and Joe Flacco and Matt Ryan on their last legs. And now you have Daniel Jones versus Anthony Richardson.
Think about this. I'm trying to think. Would you say Jacksonville has had, since Dan Marino, a better stretch of quarterbacks than the Dolphins up until maybe now?
Absolutely not.
No?
Just what, like the run of David Garrard? I mean, they had Blake Bortles, total bum.
No, I'm talking Blaine about before Gabbert. That, though. We're talking about, like, when they were...
They have Mark Brunell and David Garrard. That's okay. It. That's their list.
All right, take it back. I mean, like, it's a hard position. The thing is that we take for granted that even if you get the right quarterback, if you get a talented quarterback, he still needs to be in the right system, and all the other pieces around him kind of need to be in place. Otherwise, you're not getting the most out of your quarterback. So if your defense is bad, if your O-line is bad, if you don't have a running game, so while you might have that quarterback, if the team is not ready for that quarterback, then it looks like that quarterback is bad.
It's crazy. We'll take a break here on the show. We got preseason. Got to talk about who's got to show us something. That's next. All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Good to be with y'all on our new frequency on FM radio 104.3. Shout out to everybody up here in my neck of the woods up in Palm Beach. Shout out to the power of this signal and how far it stretches all over the place. It is exciting. It was great news yesterday. If you guys didn't hear the big open, we'll have that for you coming up in about 15 minutes. Because that is, oh, man, I love that football voice guy that we have. I think his name is Earl. I love that guy, man.
Earl.
I love giving Galen a list of names. I'm like, can you just have him say this?
I don't know. I'll try.
I don't know if he'll do it. He's a professional. I got him to say Goosies, though. So,
yeah, in seven different ways.
Yep.
It's hilarious.
Sure did.
I think, you know what? It's funny because I think if people meet us, they're more inclined to do the silly stuff or without knowing who it is, just randomly doing it.
Oh, man. Crazy. All right. We got preseason game numero uno coming up here. It's time to play our favorite game, Leroy.
It's your favorite game. Just say it.
Got to show me a little something.
Just wait. Oh, football music?
Yeah, dude! Wow. All right, we'll go around. All right, Brittany, I hope you have somebody who's got to show you a little something as well. Here's what we got, all right? We got game number one. Who's got to show you a little something? A little something. All right. And not the obvious characters all the time, but I think I know who you're going to go with. I'm going to go first, though. Here's who's got to show me a little something. Tosh Washington. You got to show me a little something, what? Dude. You were injured last year. All right. Lincoln Riley told me at Lucas Oil Stadium that you were his favorite player. I didn't get to see you play last year. I saw one highlight for you. And Tosh Washington, you got to show me a little something. Leroy.
I love the way you just nonchalantly throw it to me. Like, it's not even about a player. And I'm going to stick with this. Sometimes physicality has more to do with the coaches than the players.
Mm.
It has to do with the mentality that you go into calling a game, the mentality in which you go into the demands you put on your team. I want this team to get back to running the ball the way they ran the ball when Mike first got here for whatever reason. They haven't done it. To the jackass in football who says that the short pass is just an extended run, I'm going to tell you what. You're wrong.
Okay, but so are you saying Ollie Gordon got to show me a little something?
No. Mike McDaniel. Because if he don't call the runs and he don't stay consistent with the runs and he doesn't show this team that we need to be more physical, then it don't matter what the players do because they ain't going to be in the right frame of mind.
Okay. All right.
And I've been consistent with this. So it's not nothing new. If you've heard me talk and heard the things I've said about Mike McDaniel and where he's come from and how this is kind of a little bit far from run game guru, then yeah, like, yeah, we all know it. Say it with your chest. We all know what needs to happen this year. We all know what needs to change for this team to be successful. We've seen this team successful throwing the football, and it's ironic, when they were successful throwing the football, they were one of the best running teams in the league. Go figure that out.
Wow. All right, fair enough. Brittany, who needs to show you a little something on Sunday?
I need to see some stuff from our backup QBs. That's what I need to see. So I need
because they're
you.
All backup QBs. So just say say QB.
Yeah. You know what? Leroy, you took the words out of my mouth. Just QB position. I want to see what Ewers has. I want to see what Zach Wilson has. You know, it's been proven to us in the past that we need a solid backup QB for this team. So I'm excited to see what I'm not excited. Excited is the wrong word. I'm nervous, but I need to see some good play from them, please. Good decision
making. One would say, though, would you say, Brittany, does Quinn Ewers need to show you a little something more, or does Zach Wilson need to show you something a little more?
Time out.
I'm just asking a question.
Take a break for this for 1 second.
What?
Why are you making us answer the question like you want to?
Well, you guys have been very vast in your answers.
I'm going with a position. I'm going with a position. What's wrong with that?
Right.
Just asking you to rank them.
These quarterbacks are going to play.
Just rank them.
They rank them.
Who would you like to see a little something from more?
I think Zach Wilson, because he's going to be the backup. So,
agreed.
So I need to see more from him. But, you know, again, in the past, we've seen that we might need to dip a little bit more into our backup QB. So I want to see from Ewers as well. Because I think, like, there could be a potential where he takes, you know, the second string away. Not gonna lie. So
I'm with you. I like that.
Yeah.
I like it.
Stop making us answer the question like you want it answered.
Here's who else has to show me a little something. Here's who else has to show me a little something.
Who?
Tanner Connor. You gotta show me a little something, dude. Wow. I mean, let's be honest. You've been on this team for a hot minute right now. You got a retired guy trying to take your gig. He hasn't even stepped foot on the field. If you're not going to show me a little something this Sunday, when are you going to show me a little something? The intangibles wonder himself. Where is he from? Idaho? Idaho State? It's time for this guy to show me a little something.
That's tight end country right there.
Tanner Connor's got to show me a little something, Leroy. These tight ends.
I mean, yeah, I tell you, I got one more for you. And this is out of just straight fear. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this, but it's because I have no idea. And I'm not going to say a player, because the player that I want to say probably ain't even playing, which is nothing new for him. Cornerback.
Oh, man.
And I would say I need to see something out of Cam Smith, but so do the Dolphins.
Yeah, you'll see. Oh, I don't even know if you will see.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I said position. Right. I do believe that their success is going to be predicated more on the success of the front seven than their overall talent. If you know what I'm trying and I'm saying, right? You don't need Ty Law or Rob Woodson playing in your secondary if you have the equivalent to what the Giants used to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, right? Constant pressure on the quarterback, speeding him up, getting some hits on him, then that secondary ain't got to cover as much, and the secondary will look better if you get pressure on the quarterback. But that being said, name the top four DBs.
DBs?
DBs in general.
I'm going to go.
We ain't even talking about cornerback.
Minka.
Okay.
Storm Duck.
Okay. There you go.
I'm going to guess a Fatu Melifanu, but I mean, I couldn't. If he came into this room right now and slapped me in the face, I wouldn't know who it was.
Right.
I should expect something.
That's my point. Why I said position instead of people. Because we have no idea. I mean, what about Bonner?
Oh, Ethan. Yeah, but you know, Ethan Bonner's already shown me a little something.
Yeah,
I don't know if I need to see a little more. I've already seen a little bit.
You think, like, he could show out and kind of move himself into that top five of the DBs where he's the nickel corner and maybe he works his way up to being more of a corner? I don't know. Like,
yeah.
There's so many questions at that position.
It's just for me, I don't think Ethan Bonner lives on Eric Ezukama Lane, but he could probably rent it as an Airbnb as a preseason wonder. He needs to show me a little something in the regular season. For preseason, I don't know if it's going to give me the goosies.
Here's the problem with him. And I'm going to tell you. That everybody talked about how fast he was, right? That we didn't pay much attention to how well he was playing the position. So hopefully over the time he's gotten more technical and he can use his speed to benefit from it. So, I mean, they brought him in based on this guy is an athlete. He can run. He can do this. And now it's a matter of working on his technique. And so I think, you know, like, look, there's been a lot of stars that have revealed themselves with injuries, and they moved up the list, not because they were better, but because they didn't have any bodies and they earned a position.
Would you agree that Eric Azukama could put up 200 receiving yards and you won't believe it?
Yeah, because he does that every year.
Does it every year.
You know who else used to do that when I played? Went to Jacksonville.
Yeah, but he ended up being a very good player.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, every camp, he was the last cut. And he ended up with almost 1,000 catches.
Brittany, does anybody else need to show you a little something?
Honestly, I have not been too keen on, like, preseason, so I can't really tell you anything else. Biggest for me is quarterback, honestly. Like, I'd like to see the secondary, but it's hard to kind of tell when, like, the starters aren't really starting in preseason games. So I would like to see a lot from the defense in the secondary position, like Leroy says, but mostly for me it's quarterbacks. Like, that's really where I like to see in preseason is what our backups are looking like.
So just a quick you know, you're in a bad spot if you think the reason why you weren't as successful is because you didn't have a solid backup, right?
Well, the backups were really bad last year.
They were bad.
They were really bad last year.
I'm not saying they weren't bad, but I'm saying if you get to the end of your season and say the reason why we weren't successful is because we didn't have a quality backup.
Listen, I'm going based off of, like, what I've been shown the last two seasons, which is having a strong backup is very important on this team with Tua as our quarterback. I don't wish harm upon Tua. I hope that he makes it through the whole season. I hope we don't have to go to the backup. But
a lot of hope.
It's exactly. The hope gets you absolutely nowhere. So for me, a lot of the reason why we didn't have success last season was because we didn't have a solid backup quarterback. So that is why it's so important that we have a solid backup quarterback. And that's why I will be watching on Sunday looking at those backup quarterbacks.
That's frightening. Like, that's frightening. That you're, like, I would just, you need a solid backup. But I think when you bring in a backup and go, oh, this guy used to be a starter. Like, okay, there. That's it. You might have a young guy, like Quinn Ewers might actually show something, and there's been guys to work their way up either through injuries or just the thing that got them drafted so late in the draft is nothing, the thing that they, you know, excel at.
Right. Like, and nothing would make me happier than Quinn Ewers kicking his ass and then they could just flip Zach Wilson somewhere else. Like, so maybe they just be like, hey, is anybody else want Zach Wilson? I don't not like Zach Wilson. I wish him no success, but it's not like, you know, I don't have a lot of faith in Zach Wilson.
I wish him no
that
success.
That is kind of the most, like, I got to tell you, there's a couple things you do that I just.
What?
I wish him no success.
Yeah.
You say that about, like, and I know why you say it.
Right.
But it just.
You started off by saying, I don't not like him, but I wish him absolutely no happiness.
I wish him no success. But you understand. I don't understand why you guys.
If he has no success, that means Tua played the whole season.
Exactly.
But you do it all the time. It still sounds ridiculous. It really does.
I don't think it does.
Can you imagine that? Like, look. Just imagine you break up with a girlfriend, and you see her on Facebook. She's happy, and you didn't want to be with her. And you're like, you know, look, I wish the best for her. I wish him no success. But, like, it's just, like...
We'll take a break here on the show. Our Tua on FM 104.3 WQAM is next.